Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A former juvenile court judge and city public safety director is now chair of the St. Louis Regional Crime Commission. I spoke with the Honorable Jimmy Edwards about the work of the nonprofit that launched Crime Stoppers.
Crime is a learned behavior. Reporting crime is also a learned behavior. And so we've often heard that people don't come forward because they are afraid. Well, why are they afraid? Well, somebody had to tell them that if you speak up, then bad things could possibly happen. Well, that's a learned behavior. And because of that conversation, because of that narrative, we don't come forward. And I think what we're trying to say in many ways, and I'm so happy that our partners are all on board, let's change the narrative. Let's change the narrative so that victims can get justice, so that children can get justice, so that you and I can get justice.
When we look at crime in this area and all the years that you've devoted as a judge and as public safety director, how has crime changed and how has it stayed the same?
Well, I think crime has become more sophisticated. So we have social media. We have all sorts of ways now to commit crimes. In the old days, we see crime happen. Officers confront a criminal, ask the criminal to throw his weapon on the ground and lay down on the ground. And shockingly, the criminal would do that. That doesn't happen anymore. Sophistication. Learned behaviors are all things that we didn't have to deal with. We didn't deal with carjacking 20 years ago. We had a new crime, for example, in 1986. It was crack cocaine, the possession of crack cocaine. Now, crack cocaine seems like, maybe it's not so bad anymore because of the types of things that we're dealing with. And so a sophistication of individuals. We're more global. Remember, all of this behavior is learned behavior. So we learn how to manufacture a weapon with a computer. And so all of these things have made it more difficult for people that are interested in fighting crime. That's the reason the Regional Crime Commission is so important. It is a very small piece of the process. It is a very small piece, but it is a very important piece because it's an educational piece. It's a pathway piece for folk like you and I to pick up the phone and to feel safe, to be able to report crimes, to be able to help. I think that most people want to help. I think that there are barriers for people to help. And what the Regional Crime Commission does, it opens up those barriers. But more importantly, I think it has terrific partners at the table, wonderful board members. Jim White will be the president. Just a wonderful former police officer, a wonderful public safety professional. Francis Slay, former mayor of the city of St. Louis, the executive director. Just a wealth of knowledge, both very compassionate people. I like that. I like the fact that we should always be compassionate when we can. But at the same time, perpetrators ought to be held accountable and victims are to receive justice.
I'm curious for you in your new role, how do you stay motivated to do this work in the face of the things that you just described? Things that are becoming more difficult, criminals who are becoming more callous.
Well, I think that it has to be a part of your core. Public safety is a part of my core. Being decent to children, being decent to strangers, because I understand, but for the generosity of strangers, nothing gets done in our community. And those strangers, for many of us, are our business partners, or our federal partners, our state partners, the many police chiefs, the prosecutors in our area, our U.S. attorney, and then plain old folk that call themselves preachers or minister, call themselves Urban League and others. And so this collective body of people that are members of the Regional Crime Commission or the leaders in the community that we say loudly that we care about victims, we care about holding people accountable, and we care about public safety, yet we have empathy and we also have hope. So hope is what drives me the most.
What's your vision for 2025 in your new role at the Regional Crime Commission?
Well, my vision is to learn, to listen, to share my thoughts, to listen. And so I believe that the Crime Commission has to be collective excellence, which means that we listen to how we address this new crime, how we change the narrative, how we assist police officers clear the crimes from their dockets. How do we make sure that witnesses are safe? All of those things are important to me.
That's Jimmy Edwards, the incoming board chair for the St. Louis Regional Crime Commission. Hope you'll join us tomorrow, 8 to 10, for more of Total Information AM.